Halt! Who goes there? Kindly state your name and business, please.
My name is Daniel T. Fiona, warrior for hire, slayer of the Doom Knights, bringer of peace, friend of beer wenches, and I'm here to save HN from evil.
Everyone, Dan's back!
Hooray!
Friend of beer wenches?
Hey now, I earned that title just like the rest.
So the rumors are true!
Kanika, is that you?
Like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you! Say, remember that time you took out that horde of ice orcs while only wearing a loincloth?
Wow, you did? How'd you pull that off?
Actually, I'd rather not go into it in detail. You see, the loincloth sort of slipped and,
Dad,
well...
that would kill anybody.
I still remember their terrified screams, just like it was yesterday.
Warrior T. Fiona, I have come to deliver a message to you. In order to save the kingdom, you must follow me. You must seek advice from the great creator, the one known as Valoran.
Whoa! Cool effects!
Thanks. The crew spent weeks rehearsing that.
Say, Sunny, what exactly is this Valoring guy like? Is he nice?
What? You mean you never heard of him? Valoran, the possibly most powerful fur alive. His name practically means respect and wisdom all out.
Keen, the most powerful fur has many slippers.
Yeah, I like them. They match and they're pretty comfy.
I need a new job.
Now the Dark Pegasus has returned. He kidnapped the queen and has taken her to the Darklands in hopes of bringing the Dark God back to full being. In times like this, there really is only one option left for you to do, Sir Tepiona. You should form a small party, go to the Darklands, and rescue the queen before it's too late.
The heck? That was my plan already! You called me here just for that?
Beats me. Heck, I don't even know why I'm here. This place is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
What now, Dan?
Gotta get a party. Better find two furries.
Why only two others? That's so few.
Tradition, really. In old parties, you only get four or five adventurers. Since I'm counting Pip, unfortunately, that means we only get two.
Okay. Well, hey, where's Alika? I haven't seen her in a while now.
Ooh, origami dragons are neat.
It's a great hobby, really. Very stress-relieving. Check it out, an origami mouse.
I hate my job.
Our mission is set. Now we must find two people to join us in our quest. This alone could take us weeks as we scour the land for the best of the best in order to be at our finest.
Heya, we happen to be two adventurers of good nature who want to aid in your quest.
The moral of this story is, if you are going to announce out for fellow adventurers, make sure you specify scantily clad Amazonian types.
My name is unnecessary, a useless tool. You can call me Shaman if necessary, and I shall provide assistance.
The name's Aslan. I'm adept at most magic spells and the basic fighting skills. And this... this is the squeaky demon koala of Doom! Admit it. You're shaking with utter fear and terror.
Oh, I'm in fear, all right. Ready to go, Mab? Found some teammates.
Wow, that was fast. Who are they?
Well, one dude named Aslan.
Aslan? Oh my god, it's so good to see you.
Mab, long time no see. Not since Faecon.
You're Fae? You don't look it.
I would like to keep some masculinity. Hard to do with antennae and butterfly wings.
It's been so long since I've seen a fellow Fae for. It's so wonderful.
I wonder where you disappeared to. Why did you leave?
Oh, many reasons. Nothing grand. I guess I just didn't feel like I fit in with all the Fae customs and the society in general.
I see you still have the little ankle biter with you.
Oh, Pip's giving huggles.
Mab, those aren't huggles.
With their new party, T. Fiona and Mab take off towards the Forbidden Land and unknown peril. Along the way, they overcome many odds, rise to new challenges. Together, they discover the heroes they are within, as they bravely trek towards Dark Pegasus.
The love of... Can you knock that off?
Is Doug's barking at Golden?
I don't think he counts.